again, I'd like to dedicate today's shiur as chusfer of Yoshlema, the Leia Rochel Bas Etel Rocha Pnina. You should have her for Yoshlema Besok Shar Choli Yisrael. The Gemara in Daf Dalet is trying to figure out, if you hold it, Mavet Zeh Hashem, what are the low re'is, what are the low hare'is in the Mishnah? When we say if you have one of the Avos Hezikim, you won't be able to learn the other one from that Avnezer. So the Gemara comes out that Kavanasa Lahazik is a Chumra by Karen. So if you had only Karen, you wouldn't know Shane, because Shane is Kavanasa Lahazik. So Shane, Karen is Kavanasa Lahazik. So Shane, it's not Kavanasa Lahazik. I'd say it's Potter. I'd say maybe Karen is Chayiv because it's Kavanasa Lahazik is more Chumra than Shane. The Gemara says, who claims that Kavanasa Lahazik is a Chumra? We find that Eved Ve'Oma, they are Kavanasa Lahazik, and nevertheless, the Adon is Potter for paying from the Nezik of his Eved Ve'Oma. Here we're talking about Avodim Knaini, Mashivcha Knaini. So we're not talking about an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is a regular Yisrael. He's a regular Yisrael. He's just Mutter Mashivcha Knaini, but he's a regular Yisrael. He's not Kishor of a Chamor of the Adon. There's no question that an Eved Ivri that does Nezik is Chayiv to pay. He's like a regular Adon. There's no difference. Avodim Knainim, Shivcha Knainis, has a special status that since the Kishor V'Chamor of the Adon, so then the Adon really is Chayiv to pay for them. We're not talking about the Eved and the Oma paying for their own Nezek, but the fact that they're Kishor V'Chamor, they're the moment of the Adon, so maybe he should be responsible for their Nezek. So comes the Gemara and says, they are Kavanosan Lahazik, and nevertheless, they're Potter. So don't you see the Kavanosan Lahazik is not a Chumr, it's not a reason to be Machayiv, but rather it's a reason to be Potter. Zog the Gemara, no, that Eved Ba'amah is different. Really, Me'ikar Adin, well, this is one way to read the Gemara. Really, Me'ikar Adin, the Adon should be chayav for the Nezek of the Eved Ba'amah. But the Zegzeret Rabbanon, the Shema, Yachnitana Rabba, V'yelech V'yad L'Gedesh Shachaveh, V'nim Tzizem Mechavis Rabba, Me'amana B'chol Yom, that it could be a situation where the Eved Ba'amah are angry at the Master, so they'll be mad L'Gedesh Shachaveh, they'll be mad like someone else's God, they'll be mazik him, to be mechayav the Adon money, because the Adon's responsible for their Nezek. So because of that, there's a reason that we part it. It's not because Kavanos or Lahazik is a reason to part it. No, Faker, Kavanos Lahazik is a Chumra. It's a reason to be Machmer, a reason to be Mechayiv more. Reason that the Adon, that the Bailim of the Behema should be more Chayiv in the Nezek of the Behema. That the Adon of the Eved Ve'Oma should be more Chayiv in the Nezek of the Eved Ve'Oma. But there's a special reason that the Eved Ve'Oma Potter, because Shema Yakni Tana Rabo, so therefore, let's say Chazal said that they should be Potter. Okay, so there's no connection to Karen, really Kavanos Lahazik is a reason to be Machmer. The way that I'm explaining the Gemara is how we show that the Rishonim seem to be saying that this reason that the Eved Ba'oma Potter for the Nezek, that's only a Takana de Rabbanan. That's the Me'iri. Me'iri says, Me'ikar Adin, the Eved Ba'oma, really should be Mechayev the Adon to pay. It should be mechayev the adam to pay. They are mamono shmirasan olav. He's responsible for their shmira. But v'davar zeh takanas chachamim, who it's a takanah drabonon, that we're afraid that shema yakditena rabo and they'll be mafsid the adam. So therefore, chazal mesakein that the adam is not chayev for the nezek of his eved ve'amon. And that's the rabbeinu peretz as well. But we were troubled. We said the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak seems to say that you need a Gzeres HaKosov to teach me that Shein the Chayev is going to be Chayev. That you Chayev not only for Shein the Behema, V'shilech HaSbe'ira U'bir B'steyacha, but you Chayev even for Shein the Chayev. So it sounds like to establish that there's a Shein Mazik, right? That Momon HaMazik has a Shein Mazik, you need a Gzeres HaKosov. It's not enough just to say that any Momon HaMazik is going to be Mechayev the Adam. It's not Mechayev the Adon, only if he has a Shem Mazik. And the Shem Mazik of Behem is not the Shem Mazik of Chai. You need a different Shem Mazik. So just because you have a Shem Mazik of Behem and Chai, if you don't have a Shem Mazik of Eved Ve'Oma, then Lechora, the Adon should not be Chai for that. So what's this idea? Minat Torah, you should be Chai for the Nezik of the Eved, and it's only Midrabana that you're Potter. Minat Torah, you should be Potter because there's no Shem Mazik for the Eved Ve'Oma. That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two, if they're B'nai Das, so it should be no different than if you give the behem over to a shomer, you give it to a roer, so then the roer is nichnas tachas abayim. Now he's chayiv, because he's a bendas, he's responsible. He has the ability to watch himself, to watch the animal, I should say. So now he's chayav, the Baal no longer chayav. So since the Eved Va'oma of B'nai Da'as, so they have responsibility to watch themselves. So how can I be mechayav the Odon for the nezek of the Eved Va'oma? So he suggested that maybe the answer is that here we're not talking about the Eved Va'oma mitzad Mamon HaMazik. Thank you. But rather we're looking at the Eved Va'oma mitzad Odon HaMazik. That really the mechayav of the Eved Va'oma, the reason why Me'ikar Adin HaChayav is because they're no different than any Odom Shehizik. A person whose mazik is going to be chayav to pay. It's just this is a situation of Adam HaMazik who's Bershus HaAdam. Right? The idea that the Adam has to pay for the nezik of his behemoth, that's because he's chayav in the shmira of the behemoth. So if you have an Adam that's tachas shmiras habaylet, tachas shmiras HaAdam, so then the Adam should be chayav for that as well. The Eved V'Am are not a behema, but they are Mamona. The Lashon of the Rabbeinu Peretz is that they are Mamona, Ushmirasa, and Olav. He's Chayiv in the Shmira of the Eved V'Am. He's Chayiv in the Shmira of the Eved V'Am. So then the fact that does make sense, Me'ikra Adin, that the other should pay. But we said that you need a Gezeras HaKosov to teach me that you have a Shem Azik. No, we have a Gezeras HaKosov that an Odom has a Shem Azik. The problem is, we don't have a Gzeres HaKosov that a Chaya has a Shem Mazik. If you're looking at the Mazik as a Shor Shehizik, if the Shem Mazik is Shor, so then you need a Gzeres HaKosov to teach me that Behema has a Shem Mazik of Shor and Chaya has a Shem Mazik of Shor. It's not enough that a Behema is similar to Shor. You need a Shem Mazik Beferish in the Kosov. So that's why you need a Gzeres HaKosov to teach me that Behema is Nichlal in the Shem Mazik of Shor Shehizik. That Chaya is Nichlal in the Shem Mazik of Shor Shehizik. But if Eved Va'oma not Nichlal in the Shem Mazik of Shor Shehizik, but rather they're Nichlal in the Shem Mazik of what? Adam HaMazik. So then you don't need a special Gzeres HaKosov. You have a Gzeres HaKosov. The Maka Behemin Shalmena, Maka Adam Yumas. That means that if an Adam is Mazik, then he's going to be Chayv. So if the Eved Va'oma Nichlal in the Shem Mazik of Adam HaMazik, it's just the Adon is Chayv in the Nezek because he's Chayv to watch them, since they're Bershusim, so he has a Chayv Shmira on them. So that would explain why there's a din d'oraisa in our Torah. We would say that the other really should have been chayav on the nezek of the Eved Va'oma, the Rabbonon, because of Shema Yaknitena Rabbo, Chazal said that the other is going to be part. Okay. This is all within the Me'iri and the Rabbeinu Peretz. That really Me'ikar Adin, the nezek of the Eved Va'oma, should be mechayav the Adam, and the Rabbonon, they're going to be part. Comes the Talmud, the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says no. Me'ikar Adin, the Adon is potter for the nezek of his Eved Va'oma. Me'ikar Adin, it's a din d'oraisa. Why is it a din d'oraisa? What does the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam say? He says like this. Hayda kamaisi me'eved, the afa gad kavanas lahazik, how some time a rabbi yesh? Venira, he says a little bit later on. Venira, the hada kamasik hachi shelo yak nitenu lavish the bar lememar midaraisa havu mechayvi el rabban and portalu gzera shema yak nitenu chule. It's not that min haTorah the odon should be chayv niske avdo, but the chacham imparted him. No, he says beferish it's not like that. Why not? The haef shelomer came. Sherei lo matzino b'shumakom b'Torah k'siv shei chayv niske avdo k'mo shekzuv niske shor ubar ve'esh. He says, there's no Gzeres HaKosov. There's no mocker in the Torah that the Adon should be chayav for Nizkei Avda. What's the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam asking? The kasha that we asked before. That if you don't have a mocker, if there's no Shem Mazik for the Eved Va'oma, so how can you be mechayav the Adon in the Nezek? If there's no Gzeres HaKosov, so then it's not chayav to be mechayav. If you need a Gzeres HaKosov for Nizkei Chaya, Nizkei Behemah is not enough, so then Nizkei Avda also. You need a Gzeres HaKosov. Without a Gzeres HaKosov, there's no way that you should be chayav. So I never have a havamina that you're chayav for nizke avdo. So what do I need this tam? This that sounds like a gzera derabana. No, zok the tam derabina tam. Ela mefarishu atam lama lochiva Torah al nizke avdo kshem shechivaso al nizke shor. Because there's no gzera sakaz that you're chayav for nizke avdo. Of course you're going to be potter. The question is why? Why didn't the Torah obligate the adon on nizke avdo? That's the shayla we're trying to figure out. What's the time of the araisa? Not a time the rabbanon for the gzeira that he's potter. It's a din the araisa that he's potter. But what's the time? What's the time of the milsim in Torah? Fellow bedin hoya kol shekhen lechayv al niske avdo shani chayav behen b'mitzvus. Ani chayav behen b'mitzvus. Right? The Mishnah in Yudayim has this lashon that kol shekhen shani chayav b'mitzvus of my eved. I should be chayav to watch him. I have to be madrich in b'mitzvah, says the Rosh writes over there on the Mishnah. I have to ensure that he's mekayim in mitzvah, so I should have to watch him to make sure that he's not mazik. More than my shor. My shor is not chayiv in mitzvahs. So if I have to watch over my shor, then I should have to watch over the eved v'oma as well, kolshke, to make sure that they don't do it nezik. Also, Shema Yaknitano. The svar of Shema Yaknitano is a svar of daraisa. So it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like Xer Rabbana to me, but the Talmud Rabbana Tam says it couldn't be Xer Rabbana because there's no possum to say Yechayef in his gay Avda. So it must be that that's a din daraisa, but it's a svar of daraisa. Why are you potter? The Torah itself potted you. The reason why you're potter is because there's no marker to say that Yechayef. And without a marker to say that Yechayef, we can't be Mechayef you. But what's the svar deraisa? The svar deraisa is the Torah was concerned that the eved va'oma would be mafsid the adon, so therefore it didn't give you xeris hakos that you're chayiv for the nezek. That's why you're going to be potter. That's why you're going to be potter. L'chora, this is what the Rambam is saying as well. Nochem pointed out that if you look carefully at the Rambam, the diak and loshon Rambam is mashma that it's not a din deraisa. Excuse me, that's not a din derabbanan. What does the Rambam say? Hilchas Niskim Aleph, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. Hilchas Geneva, excuse me, not Niskim Aleph. Hilchas Geneva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. Evet Shagonav, Potem and Akeifel, the Baila Keturim. Evet Shagonav is Potem. The Bailam are also Potem. Why? Shein Adam Chayev al Niske Avodov. What does the Rambam say? He says, l'chora, you'd think mesvara, since they're mamon habaylim, then the odom should be chayiv for the nezek. But he can't be chayiv. Why can't he be chayiv? Mipnei sheyesh ben das v'ena yochol l'shamra. Is that a takana de rabbanan gzeira? He doesn't say gzeira. He says the reason why the adon is part of from niske avdo is because he can't be shomer. He can't be shomer the eved. What's the Rambam saying? The whole chiyuv tashlumin stems from a chiyuv shmira, right, as we've said many times. That it could be that the chiyuv tashlumin stems from a chiyuv shmira. So if someone is able to be shomer his mamon, then it makes sense that the Torah is mechayev you in the tashlumin of the nezek of that mamon. But if for some reason it's not shayach to be shomer that item, it's not shayach to be shomer that person, so the Torah is not going to be mechayev of you. It doesn't make any sense. He doesn't mention any drabon. He doesn't say takona. He just says it should. He should have been chayev since the eved is the momen abaylim. He should have been chayev, but since he can't be shomer them, so then he's potter. The fact that the Rambam doesn't say anything about a gzeira drabon implies that this is takama ikra din. That the Torah recognizes that you can't be shomer the eved va'amah, so you can't be shomer them. How can you be mechayev the person b'tashlumin? Without a chiyuv shmira, there can't be a chiyuv tashlumin. So that's why the adon is going to be potter for the nezek. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. This also is what the Shita Mekubet says, quotes from the Rabbeinu Yonah. Tosfos HaRosh quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, which is brought in Shita Mekubet says. It also says a similar idea. Eved ba'oma lav time rabba kloma. Eved ba'oma vaday e ef shalo l'shama kevin shemeskavim lotzeis machmashmir as rabbam ula haknita. The reason why the adon is potter for the nezek of the eved ba'oma is because it's impossible to watch them. It's impossible. He doesn't mention anything about exerid the rabbon. That tiknu chachamim like the meiri. He doesn't say takon asachamim. He says it's impossible to watch. If it's impossible to watch, meik radin, you can't be mechayev them. And they point out that the Mechilta de Rashbi, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, there are two versions of the Mechilta, the Mechilta de Rashbi and Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel. So the classical Mechilta is the Mechilta de Rabbi Shmuel, but sometimes the Mechilta de Rashbi adds an akuda. So here the Mechilta de Rashbi has an interesting lashon. The Mechilta de Rashbi sounds like it's a din daraisa. What does he say? Mamish smack in the middle of the Mechilta de Rashbi, there on page 2. It's talking about that onishbar onishba ain roe, that for ones you're gonna be potter. So motzianiyas hakakol sheim ben shever u shvi u misa. Ad ein laotzi es avodim sheish ben shevu shviu misam. Maybe I shouldn't be motzi avodim shein ben shevu shviu misam. Tamalom mishar ad chamor ad se ma'elu miyuchadim sheshmiyosan alecha yatzu avodim shein shmiyosan alecha. That mishar ad chamor ad se, that if what? What's he talking about? That if a ganav steals, right? Is a chiyuv to pay kefel. There's a chiyuv to pay kefel. Mishor et chamor ad se chayim, shnayim mishalim. The ganav has to pay kefel, but if the eved steals, so then the odon is not chayuv to pay kefel for that. That's the Rambam, right? That if the eved steals, so since the odon doesn't have a chiyuv shmira, then he's not going to be chayuv to pay kefel. Right? If Mishar at Chamor at Se, Ma'elu Miyuchadim Sheshmirasan Alecha, Yotzavadim Sheshmirasan Alecha. Mishar at Chamor at Se. What the drush, sounds like what? It sounds like you're stealing the Eved, or the Eved is doing the stealing. Inshmiyosan Alecha, what does that mean? I'm not sure. Motzianias HaKarkos, it's obviously talking about the Chepta that you're stealing. Chepta that you're stealing. Lo Otias, so Avodim Sheesh Ben Shevru Shviu Misa. Not sure. The Rambam and the Sheet of Mechabetz are certainly a mashal that's even there. I'm not sure about the Mechabetz of the Rashi. I'm not sure if he's talking about that the Avodim are actually stealing, or that they're the Chepta that's being stolen. Not sure 100%. Okay. But that's the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. The Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam clearly is assuming that it's even there. I say, you'll say for you.
At the end of the Rashi there, he says that.
Right.
So regardless of whichever way you're saying,
it still happens to be true.
Right.
The fact is that if the Eved does steal, there is going to be a Chiyuv Kefil because there's no Chiyuv Shmir on the Avodim. I understand, but the Pasuk is not referring to the item that to the person that's stealing. It seems to be talking about the Chafotzim that are stealing. If you go back, it says, Yochol Hagonev Es Beno Umachro Yehei Meshalim Tashlum Kefil. It sort of starts with someone who steals his son. Right? Gonev es beno. Strange idea. And then he talks about bita. Then he talks about karkos. It seems to be talking about the cheftza, the gavra that he's stealing, not the one that's doing the stealing. That's the only strange thing. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. Okay, but these are the two approaches. Whether the odon is chayiv meikradin for the nezokim of his eved ba'oma but midrabanan yapater, or maybe in Torah. He's potter because it's not possible to watch the other job. Okay. Let's look now at the shakra v'taya of the Gemara. Let's try to understand Rashi and Tosfos. Now that we have a background, so let's look at the shakra v'taya and let's try to plug in the information that we've developed. So what does the Gemara say? Gemara originally thought that Kavanos al-Hazik is a chumra. That's a reason to be mechayev by Karen. So if I had Karen, then I wouldn't necessarily know Shane, because Shane is in Kavanos al-Hazik. So maybe it's more Kal than Karen. Because Dr. Gemara, no. The case of Eved Va'oma teaches me that Kavanos al-Hazik is not a Chumra. The Eved Va'oma are Kavanos al-Hazik, and nevertheless, the Odon is going to be Potter. So where's this Eved Va'oma? Which mission are we talking about? So comes Rashi and says, Afilu Achi Pturim, Kedi Aminu Beperak HaChovel, Ha'eved V'ha'isha P'giyosan Ra, Nachol Ben Chai, V'hen Shechovel Ba'acherim Potter. Pturim. Eved V'isha. Eved K'naini V'isha. If you get involved with them, that's not so smart. It's not so good for you. Because a chovel ben chayev, if you damage them, if you cause a chavol in them, then you'll be chayev. If they're chovel b'acherim, then they're going to be potter. They're going to be potter. The baal is going to be potter. The baalim of the eved kain is going to be potter. That's what the Mishnah says. Mishnah that Pezayim. Eved v'ha'isha b'giyosan roh ha'chol ben chai v'em shechol v'achem p'turin aval m'shalman l'achar zman n'zgarsha ha'isha n'shtachar ha'eved chayav m'shalman. The p'turin hem shechol v'achem p'turin, but they do have to pay at some point in time. It's not like there shouldn't be a chiyuv. The problem is that that they don't have their own mammon. That's what it sounds like. They don't have their own mammon because mashakon si isha kana baila, mashakon eved kana rabo. But if Nisgarsha Isha, if the woman gets divorced, or the Eved becomes Meshuchar, so then Avada, they'll be chayav to pay, because they did a Maisa Hezek. But right now, they don't have any money to pay. The Adon is not chayav to pay for the Nezakim of his Eved, and the Baal is not chayav to pay for the Nezakim of his wife. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So it says, Taisvis, Nida the Hava, Eved Ba'amah, the Lokaperish Rashi, Shapirish Mishim Ditan Ba'achov, Eleven Visha Pegiyosan Ro. As it says, I don't think that's the Mishnah that we're referring to in the Gemara. Timken havelei leminkad eved ve'isha. The Gemara says eved ve'oma. Why eved ve'oma? Eved ve, it should say eved ve'isha. What kind of a lashon eved ve'oma? It's eved ve'isha in the Mishnah. Chayish Rabbi Natan. The nokad eved ve'oma. Mishum dekoy masnisin esof masefi yadayim. The time of Mishum shema yachni tenarabo. The besamach mafur shasim. Which Mishnah are we referring to? Zokta Rabbeinu Tam and Bava Kama. Yadayim. Mishnah at the end of Masechta Yadayim talks about the Tzdukim and the Prushim. Omrim Tzdukim Kovlim Anu Alechem Prushim. The Tzdukim are complaining about the Prushim. We don't understand the halachas that you have over here. Mayim Shari V'chamari She'ni Chai B'hem B'mitzvus Areni Chai B'niskon Avdi V'amotzi She'ni Chai B'hem B'mitzvus Enu Din She'ni Chai B'niskon. But you claim that the nizakim of an eved ba'amah, the other is not chayev for. But if I'm chayev for shor v'chamara, I should be chayev for the eved too. The eved ba'amah ani chayev b'hem b'mitzvus. What does that mean? Ani chayev b'mitzvus. The Rosh says lahadrichon sheyikaimu ha'mitzvus ha'machuyev to make sure that the eved ba'amah the chayev in mitzvus ki'isha. They have a mitzvah kedushas yisrael, so ha'machuyev to be madrich them b'mitzvus. So if I'm chayev for the nezik of my shor v'chamara, so the nezik of the eved ba'amah, avada I should be chayev for. How can you say that I'm potter for the nezik of the eved v'amah? The amalahem, yeah, lo imamartem b'shar v'chamor she'en b'hem das tomer b'eved v'amah she'esh b'hem das she'imach nitenu yelech v'yad l'gedesh shal achev v'hechayev l'shalom. No, it's different. The eved v'amah have a das. So shemayach nitenu rabo, if I'm going to anger them, so then they'll be mafsid me. So therefore, you're going to be part. That's the reason that for the nezik of the Eved V'Amah, you're going to be part. Like the Lashon of Agimar. It says, Zokta Rabbeinu Tam, which Mishnah are we referring to? Not the Mishnah in Bava Kama, the Mishnah in Masechta Yadayim. That's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah that has the Dam of Shemayach Nitenu Rabo. So what's Rashi talking about? It's really a Pella. It's really a Pella on Rashi. Rabbeinu Peretz is another Kasha on Rashi. He also begins by saying that the Lashon Eved Ve'ish is not Mashma, but that's what the Gemara is talking about over here. What's more, Zokta Rabbeinu Peretz, he says, V'lona here, dim ken havle l'misni Eved Ve'ish k'tanan hasa, v'o dahulo mairi el de Eved Ve'ish gufayu de p'tiri milashali. The Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin is saying that the Eved Ve'isha themselves are not chayav to pay. It's not talking about the chiv of the Baal, the chiv of the Odom, the Avdom. It's saying that they don't have a chiyuv to pay. Lavdol mechayvi, devada mechayvi in a gufay. Really, they do have a chiyuv. Elamishim dein lehem ata l'shalom fi shrishus acherim aleihem. Since rishus acherim aleihem, since they're in someone else's rishus, it's not that they're not chayiv for their ma'isa hezek, just they have no money to pay with. Teda diktani b'sefer nishtachar even nisgasha ha'isha chayav l'shalom. Havada they're chayiv to pay. It's just right now they can't pay because they're rishus acherim. So, Mashakon si isha kana baila, Mashakon eva kana rabba. But that Mishnah has nothing to do with whether the Odon is chayev in iskei avdo or the Baal is chayev in iskei ishto. And that's what we're referring to over here. We're talking about the obligation of the Odon. So, Mishnah, it's very strange. The Lashon Eved Ve'oma doesn't sound like it's talking about the Mishnah of Eved Ve'isha. That's Nekuda Achas. And Nekuda Shnia, the second Kasha, is that Mishnah is not referring to the chayev of the Baal, the chayev of the Odon. It's referring to the chayev of the isha and the Eved themselves, that they're not chayiv to pay, not because really they shouldn't be chayiv. They should be chayiv for the ma'aseh hezek because they don't have any money. So what's Rashi saying that the Mishnah that the Gemara here is referring to is Eved the Isha? It's really a parable. really difficult. So comes the Pnei Yeshua, and he suggests that Rashi knew the Mishnah. Rashi understood that the Mishnah there is talking about the chiyuv of the Eved Ve'isha themselves. But Rashi felt that the Gemara here is not bringing a raya from the case of Isha. Avada, the case of Isha, there's no discussion. There's no hava mina that the Baal should be chayv in iske ishta. She's not mamono shel Baal. She might be b'shus Baal. He was kone ishta. He was mekadesh and Isha. So she is b'shusa to some extent, but she's not mamono. He doesn't have a chi of shmira over her. Right? There's no hava mina that the Baal should be chayv in iske ishta. The whole discussion over there, lagavi Isha, is whether she should be chayv herself. And really, the Mishnah is saying the Ikra, then she should be chayv. It's just she has no money to pay, so therefore she's not going to have to pay now. But if Nisgarsha or Isha, so then Avada she's going to have to pay. Rashi was not saying that the Rai is from Isha that pays out. Rashi felt that the Rai is from Eved. Eved is Taka Mamon Ha Adon. He is Bishus Ha Adon. He's Tachas Yodo Lishma, Shmirasan Olav. There's a chiyuv of the Adon to watch his Eved to make sure that the Eved doesn't do hezek, because he's mamon ha'adon, and he's b'shus ha'adon in the sense that the Adon can watch over him and is mechuyev to watch over him. So by the Eved, the fact that the Eved is potter, that means that the Adon is potter for nizke avdo. That taka is a raya that the kavanos of a hezek is a reason to pater. Right? The Rai is from Eved, not from Isha. Nirali Dvadai, the Isha Lomaisi Rai Ben Svara, Kla Loma Shabal Yeschai Beniske Ishta, Dulav Mamona Didehi. The Isha is not Mamona Dabal, so there's no reason why you should have a Chi of Shmir over her. Mashutsuch Loma Bachal Pigyasan Ra, Haino Shehiba Atzma Petura, Lefisha Ein Lola Shalin. The Isha is Petura because she doesn't have what to pay. Avol me'evet ma'isi shaper raya da avagav she'en lo l'shalim mikomokom yischayev harav benizko da hamamona didehu. Even though the Eved also doesn't have any money to pay, but so what? So the Eved doesn't have to pay, but the Adon should have to pay. The Eved is the mamon habaylin. The Adon has a chi of shmir over the Eved, so the Adon should have to pay for the chi of the Eved. It must be, since the Eved is miskaven lahazik, there's this chashash the Eved is miskaven lahazik. So therefore, the Adon is not going to have to pay for the nezik of the Eved. The Rai is from Eved, it's not from Isha. That's how Rashi understood the Gemara, says the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, so it answers a little bit, but it doesn't answer the question completely. It's not the Lashon of the Gemara. What is the Gemara saying? Eved ve'omah. Right? Eved ve'omah certainly sounds like the Mishnah Masech Yadayim, not the Mishnah Masech Lo Vakam. So like what's the Pnei Yeshua saying? Rashi understands the Gemara is bringing a raya from Eved, not from Isha. So what? Eved va'omah doesn't sound like Eved ve'isha. Why didn't Rashi just explain Kepshuta like Rabbi Natan? What's going on in the Mishnah Masechta Yadayim? Why didn't he just say Kepshuta? What's bothering Rashi? Why didn't Rashi want to say that it's the Mishnah Masechta Yadayim? What's the answer? What's the answer based on the Hemshech of the Gemara? Right? The Gemara first wants to say what? That Eved Va'om is a Raya, the Kavanos Lahazik is a Svara to be Mechayiv or a Svara to Pater? What's the Gemara saying initially? Gemara thought that from Karen you see the Kavanos Lahazik is a reason to be Mechayiv. Without the Gemara, no. Eved Va'om, even though Kavanos Lahazik, they're still Pater. So what does that sound like? That sounds like Kavanos Lahazik might be a reason to Pater. So answers the Gemara, no, Shema Yakti Tana Rabbo, there's a special Svara that the Adon is Chayef and Iskei Avdo. Right? So initially the Gemara thought that Eved Va'ama Kavanas Lahazik is a Svara to Pater, and then it comes around and says, well, no, there's a Time Rabbo. So at the first stage in the Gemara, when the Gemara is saying that Eved Va'ama Kavanas Lahazik and that Pater, that Kavanas Lahazik is a Svara to Pater, did we know of Shema Yakti Tana? Did we know of the Time Rabbo? Did we not know of the Time Rabbo? Lachora, if we knew the Mishnah Masechta Yadayim, we knew the time of Rabbah, because that's what the Mishnah talks about. So if that's what the Gemara means, that Eved Va'oma is a mocker, that Kavanas Lahazik is a reason to pater, so then what's the shaka of the Gemara? Initially, we're saying that Eved Va'oma is a ra, that Kavanas Lahazik is a svar to pater, and then they say, no, there's a time of Rabbah. But But if you're invoking the Mishnah Masechta Yadayim, so then you knew the Tamei Rabba to begin with. So what are you starting off? What's the setup? It's a setup. You knew from the beginning that that's only a Tamei Rabba. It's not the Kavanos Lazik really is a Svar to Pater. Really, it's a Svar to Mechayev. But Eved Va'om is a special Svar that Shemayak to Tamei Rabba. We're afraid of something. So what's the shock of a tire then? That's really what's bothering Rashi. Rashi says, Eved Va'om sounds like Yadayim, but it really has to be Bavakama, because if it's Yadayim, so then what's the shock of the Tayyid of the Gemara? We didn't know the Tamei Rabba from the beginning. We knew the Tamei Rabba from the beginning. This is not just Rashi's sensitive. Who's sensitive to such a kasha? Taisus has that kasha. Taisus themselves were troubled with that kasha. Taisus says, if the Mishnah Masechta Yadayim is what we're invoking of it, so we knew the Tamei Rabba from the beginning, so what's the shock of the Tayyid of the Gemara? That's the next Taisus. So Lechora, that's the kasha that bothered Rashi. What does Taisus say? Well, let's skip that kasha. Eved Va'oma, since the Gemara used the lashon Eved Va'oma v'lo nakat Eved v'isha mistama, it's invoking the Mishnah Masechta Yadayim. So it became mistama yada seifa. He knew the seifa of Shemayak Nitana Rabba. He knew the time of Rabba. So what? The Gemara initially is saying, well, Eved Va'oma is a raya. The Kavanos Lahazik is a svar of Tepata. But then it comes around and says, no, there's a Tamei Rabba. You know the Tamei Rabba from the beginning. What are you setting us up for a kasha that's not a kasha? Why are you setting up for a kasha that's not really a kasha b'chlal? You knew the Tamei Rabba. Eved Va'om is a special case. That's not a reason to pater. Kavanos Lazik is not a reason to pater. Of course it's a reason to be machmer. Eved Va'om is different because of Shemayak and Tamei Rabba. So if Eved Va'om means we're invoking the Mishnah Masechta Yadayim, so then we knew the Tamei Rabba from the beginning. So what's the Gemara setting us up for failure over here? It's not really a good kasha. That's Taisus' kasha. Taisus has an answer. We're going to get to Taisus' answer. Lechora, that's what was bothering Rashi. And Rashi was bothered if Eved Va'om is invoking the Mishnah Masechta Yadayim, so then we knew the Tamei Rabba from the beginning. So why did the Gemara set us up and say initially that Eved Va'oma is a raya, the Kavanos Lahazik is a reason to pater? It's not a reason to pater. That's a special case. Really, it's a reason to be machmir. Really, it's a chumr. It's a reason to be mechayev. Zok Rashi, even though it doesn't work out, doesn't sound like it works out so well in the Lashon of the Gemara, the Mishnah that we're invoking must be the Mishnah later on in Bava Kamma. And not the part about Isha, but the part about Eved. Isha, clearly the p'tur of Isha, Shechav Labacher, and that means that the Isha herself is Ptura. She doesn't have to pay. She doesn't have to pay now because she doesn't have any money to pay, but not that she really shouldn't have to pay. Later, if she gets divorced, she will have to pay. But Eved is a Havamina that maybe the Odon should be Chayef and Nizke Avdo, so the Chiddush is no. The Chiddush is no, that he's not Chayef. So that's what the Gemara is picking up on. Initially, the Gemara is quoting the Mishnah in Bava Kamma. It's invoking the Mishnah Masechta Bava Kamma. That Eved, that Odon is Potter Fenizke Avdo, like the Gemara says in Bava Kamma, that Hem Shechavul Bachem Turin, the Odon is Potter for the Chavol of his Eved. So initially, the Gemara thinks from the Mishnah Bava Kamma, it sounds like what? The Kavanos Lahazik is a Svara to be Machmer, a Svara to Pater. It's a Svara to Pater. That the Gemara says, look in the Masechta Yadayim, you'll see, no, Eved Va'om is a special Tam of Shemayak Nitana Rabba. It's not the same Mishnah. Initially, we're talking about Masechta Bava Kamma, and then we invoke Masechta Yadayim, that's a special Tam. It's not the Kavanos Lahazik is a Svara to Pater. Really, Kavanos Lahazik is a Svara to Mimchayim, but Eved Va'om is special because we're afraid that they'll be Mafsid, the Odon money. Okay, so that Lechora is the Shaka V'tai within Rashi. Questions?
Exactly.
Neved is potter because he has das, so he can choose to be mazik. Someone's afraid he'll be mazik. He'll be mazik gedisha shachaver and be chayev the adam to pay. So that's why he's potter.
I thought that's why it's like more of an exception than apparent, because like a shor doesn't have das, so like
shor doesn't have das, but he has kavanah lahazik. It is true that a ben das perhaps has more kavanah lahazik because he understands what he's doing. He's not doing it instinctively. But the Gemara is assuming Kavanah Lahazik is the same, right? Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shita Mekubetz makes a big point of that a Ben Das has more Kavanah Lahazik. So if he has more Kavanah Lahazik, it's impossible to watch him, because he'll figure out a way to do the Hezik. the shor is not going to be able to figure out a way. If the Baal HaShor watches the shor, so the Baal HaShor has more control over the shor. So even though Kavanos Lahazik, the Baal HaShor can still protect. The Eved Ve'Oma, since they're B'nai Das, they're Kavanos Lahazik, but they also can think of a stratagem to outsmart the Adam. So they'll be able to be Mazik more. So we'll see. The Shittim Kabbalah has mentioned that. But for our purposes right now, Kavan Lahazik is Kavan Lahazik. They both have a Kavan Lahazik, and the question is whether Kavan Lahazik is a Chum or is it a Kula. Okay, that's Shittus Rashi in the Sukkah. Let's now see Tosis. Let's see the Shock of the Tanakh according to Tosis. Let's try to figure out this very difficult pshat that Tosis has in the Gemara. So what does Tosis say? Lava forgot the Kavanas Lahazik if you look at Hachi Peturim. Gemara initially thought that Kavanas Lahazik is a reason to be Machmir by Karen. Right, so that's why if I only had the Av Mazik of Karen, I wouldn't know Shein, because I'd say Karen Dafka is Chayev because Kavanas Lahazik, but not Shein because it's ain't Kavanas Lahazik. Is that the Gemara name? Eved Va'oma is a raya. The Kavanas Lahazik is a Tam Liftor. Tam Tepat. Because Eved Va'oma, Kavanas Lahazik, can never left Peturim. Din Tomer Fektais, this Eved Va'oma, Gufay Nelech Mikal V'chomer D'Shein, L'his Chayev. Kevinakati Lo Yodat Taima D'Shem, Yak Meten Arambam. Since at this point of the Gemara, we didn't know the Tam of Shemayak D'Ten Arambam. Somehow we don't know of the Tam. Right? The Rabbeinu Tam says we're invoking the Mishnah Masechta Yadayim, but somehow we're ignoring the Tam. So if we're ignoring the Tam, we just assume that Eved Va'amah Potter, even though Kavanasa Lahazik, so maybe we should be Mechayiv the Adon by Nizkei Avdo, Mikavachom the Shein. Right? That Shein, if Shein is Chayiv, even though what? Well, what's the Kavachom over here? Shein is Chayiv, even though it's not Kavanos Lahazik, it's a Kolshka, and something that's Kavanos Lahazik should be Chayiv. Right here, we're saying, even though Kavanos Lahazik is still Potter, so let's learn a Kavachomer from Shein. Because we don't know why you're Potter. We don't really know why you're Potter, so let's learn a Kavachomer from Shein, that maybe you should be Chayiv. Maybe you should be Chayiv. The old Kosh, Kevin, the other Reisha, the Masnis, the Masech, the Yadayim, is a Nakad Eved Ama, the Lo Nakad Eved Isha, and came the Stama Yadah Sefer. Kasha we asked before. Stama, he knew the Sefer, he knew the time of Shemayak Nitenu. But old Kosha, the Eved Ama, Kashen, Kavanas, Lahazik, Nami Petiri, then came my Maisi. What's he asking over here? Eved Ama, Potter, even if Ain Kavanas, Lahazik. This is a very important Kasha. Right, the Adon is Potter Finiske Abdovan Maso, even if ain't Kavanas Lahazik. It's a blanket tour. Whether they're Kavanas Lahazik or even if they're ain't Kavanas Lahazik. Tam of Shemayak Nitena Rabo, that applies only if Kavanas Lahazik. They intentionally cause Nezek to be Mafsid the Adon. But if they're ain't Kavanas Lahazik, they don't intentionally cause Hefsid to the Adon. Right? So then the Tam of Shemayak Nitena doesn't apply. But nevertheless, the rule is that the Adon is Potter. So if the Adon is Potter, even if Ein Kavanosa Lahazik, don't you see that Shemayak Nitena Rabo? Don't you see that Kavanosa Lahazik is not the reason why they're Potter? They're not Potter because Kavanosa Lahazik, because even if Ein Kavanosa Lahazik, they're still Potter. So Kavanosa Lahazik is not a reason to Potter. The whole point of the Gemara is to say that Eved Va'Oma teaches us that Kavanas Lahazik is a reason to Pater, but that's not a reason to Pater. V'haraya, even if Ein Kavanas Lahazik, they're still going to be Pater. The Adon is still going to be Pater. So don't you see that Kavanas Lahazik is not a reason to Pater? So what's the Havamina of the Gemara? The Gemara is saying that Eved Va'Oma is a raya, that Kavanas Lahazik is a reason to Pater. But it's not, because even if Ein Kavanas Lahazik, the Adon is also going to be Pater. So it's not Kavanas Lahazik. It's all because of the Tam that the Mishnah has. Right? So you got to come on to that Tam. Right, the time of Shemayak Nitena Rabo is key for Ein Kavanos Lahazik. You cannot potter because of Kavanos Lahazik. So what's the Gemara assuming that Kavanos Lahazik is a reason to potter? These are the three kashas that Tosis has. But first of all, if we didn't know the time of Shemayak Nitena Rabo in the beginning, so let's learn a Kavachomer from Shein to Eved Va'Oma, that Eved Va'Oma Eved Bama Shetaka Bichai. Secondly, if we're invoking the Mishnah Masechta Yadayim, so then we knew the Tam of Shem Yakov Tenor Abba from the beginning. And thirdly, the Tam of Shem Yakov Tenor Rabba must have applied, we must know that Tam. Kavanos Lazik is not a reason to patur, because the reality is that the other is not chayef in this case avdo, even if ain't Kavanos Lazik. So clearly, it's not that Kavanos Lazik is the reason to patur. There must be some other reason floating around over here. So what's pshat in the Gemara? What's the shock of the tire of the Gemara? The Yeshlomer says Tosfos as follows. Let's read the words, and then we'll try to give pshat. We'll try to make sense out of the words. The Shaper have a Yoda Hamak Shatam of the Shem Yakov Tenor Rabba. We knew of Shem Yakov Tenor Rabba in the beginning. We're invoking the Mishnah Masechta Yadayim. We knew the time of Shem Yakov Tenor Rabba. We knew that. Hashinu Achi Parch. Nevertheless, we're asking a kasha. That initially we think Kavanas Lazik is a reason to pater, and then we're saying, no, it's not a reason to pater. What was the shock of the time? Afilu Achi Parch. Kevin the Eved Ba'oma Peturin Vafilu Ba'in Kavanas Lazik. Since the Adon is part of Niskei, Eved Va'oma, even if Ein Kavanos Lahazik, Afagad Lo Shayach, time of the Shem Yachni Tenerabo, the Onosu, the time of Shem Yachni Tenerabo is not Shayach, if Ein Kavanos Lahazik, the Onosu, what does it mean, Onosu? The Eved Va'oma are Anusim. If they don't have Kavanah Lahazik, so then it's not that they're Mazik the Kavanah. So you can't say that Shem Yachni Tenor Abba were afraid that they'll be mafsid the Adon. They're not doing it to be mafsid the Adon. They're simply onus, meaning that they're doing something without kavana. They're doing something without realizing what they're doing. The pa'omim de niskavnu v'yomru lo niskavnu. It's a very difficult line over here. What does that mean? Achron and work on this line. Right? The time of Shem Yachni Tenor Abba doesn't apply by lo niskavnu lahazik. So why is the Odon potter? The Tam of Shem Yakov Tenor Abba doesn't apply if lo niskavnu lahazik, so then the Odon shetaka bichayv? Should be chayv? Because if the mama did hazik, then the Odon taka should be chayv. No, we're afraid. We make a gzeira from lo niskavnu atu niskavnu, that maybe they'll say that they weren't niskaven. If we're gonna pater the odon when it's ain kavanas lahazik, so then maybe the eved va'amo will do hazik, but they'll claim that they weren't niskaven lahazik, and they'll be able to be mafsid the odon. We're only gonna pater the odon if it's niskavnu lahazik, but maybe we'll have a situation where they'll be mechaven lahazik, but they'll claim that they weren't mechaven lahazik. And in that situation, the Adon is chayiv, so we haven't accomplished anything. Therefore, the Adon must be part of b'chol inyan. Not only if niskavnu lahazik, because of Shem Yakov Tenor Abba, but even if lo niskavnu lahazik. Because if we're going to be mechayiv the Adon, if lo niskavnu lahazik, so they'll be mechavin lahazik, and they'll claim that they weren't mechavin, and that will be mafsid the Adon. So, nimtze shekavanosan gorim haptur. The Adon is potter by lo niskavnu lahazik only because we're afraid that maybe they'll be mechaven lahazik and they'll claim that they weren't mechaven lahazik. It turns out the concept of kavana lahazik is the reason why the Adon is potter by lo niskavnu lahazik. So you see that kavana lahazik is a reason to potter? That's the kasha of the Gemara. We knew the Tam of Shem Yakni Tenor Abba, but somehow the Tam of Shem Yakni Tenor Abba is what? Is applying. It really only applies if niskavnu lahazik. So why is the Adon going to be potter even if lo niskavnu lahazik? Must be that we make this gzeira that we're afraid that maybe they'll be mechavin lahazik and they'll claim that they weren't mechavin lahazik. So it turns out kavana lahazik is gorim the ptur. So if kavana lahazik is gorim the ptur by lo niskavnu lahazik, so then that shows you that kavana lahazik is a reason to pater. So Hanami Karen Shekavanos Lahazik Yesh Lanu Lefotro. So Karen also Kavanos Lahazik. There's a reason to pater. Ravashi Pirish Nafila Ben Kavanos Lahazik Ika Taima Rabba. Ravashi responds, no. There's a Taima Rabba even by Ein Kavanos Lahazik. What's Tosfos saying over here? What's the time by Ein Kavanos Lahazik by Kavanos Lahazik? What's going on over here? What is going on? I'm not sure if this works out exactly in the Lashon of Tosfos. You have the Marsha, you have the Maran, all the Achron are trying to figure out what is the change of the gears in Tosfos. What's going on in Tosfos? Yeshua has a very, very beautiful pshat. And he clarifies Tosfos. He really makes sense out of the words of Tosfos. How does he explain? He says Tosfos is grappling with the issue that we mentioned at the outset of the shiur. What is this halacha? The Adon is potter for the nezek of his eved. Why? Is that a p'tur me'ikar adin, or is that a p'tur because of gzeir? Gzeir. So Tosfos is saying as follows. The Gemara initially felt that avada the p'tur must be midina. It must be a din daraisa, it couldn't be a gzeir. Why couldn't it be a gzeir? Meaning, it knew the din of Shemayak Nitano from the beginning. It's invoking the Mishnah Masech Yadayim, so it knew the whole Mishnah. It knew the time from the beginning. So if it knew the time from the beginning, what's it saying? Kavanos al Hazak is a p'tur. That's a reason to pater. It's not a reason to pater. Isn't the time the reason to pater? No. Initially, the Gemara was thinking that's a svara daraisa. It's not a gzeir drabana. It's a svara daraisa. What's the svara daraisa? It couldn't be a gzeir drabana. It has to be a svar deraisa. The Gemara was assuming it's a svar deraisa, that since you can't be shomer someone who's kavanasa lahazik, then you can't be chaya for the nezik that they do. The eved v'amar kavanasa lahazik, shema yaknitana rabo. Maybe they'll go and they'll try to be mafsa the adon. So since it's kavanasa lahazik, you can't be shomer them properly. Avadi, you got to be potter from the nezik that they're going to cause. That's what the Gemara was assuming. Don't tell me that the time of shema yaknitana was only exera. Can't be exera. Why not? Because the time of Shema Yaknitenu really only applies if Niskavnu Lahazik. Right? Niskavnu Lahazik, Eved Oma wanted to be Mazik, someone else, to be Mafsa the Adon, so then we can say you can't be Mechayev the Adon because then the Eved Oma are gonna cause an Hefs. Right? So the time of Shema Yaknitenu applies if Niskavnu Lahazik. But the time of Shema Yaknitenu doesn't really apply if Lo Niskavnu Lahazik, because we're not afraid that they're going to try to be Mafsid the Adam in such a case. So the time of Shema Yaknitenu doesn't apply if Lo Niskavnu Lahazik, so why should the Adam be Pater in such a case? It must be that it's a Gzeira Atu Niskavnu Lahazik. No, Chamo. If the time of Shema Yaknitenu Rabba is a Gzeira Drabonon, and it only applies by Niskavnu Lahazik, so then by Lo Niskavnu Lahazik, the only reason that the Adon should be Potter is because of the Gzeira Atu Niskavnu Lahazik. What are you basically saying? It's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Right? If the Tam of Shem Yaakov Tenerabo really only applies by Niskavnu Lahazik, that if the Eved V'Amo wanted to be Mazik, the Adon has to be Potter, because if we're going to be Chayev the Adon, then the Eved V'Amo are going to do Hazik to be Mafsid the Adon. So we got to Potter him, so that's a Gzeira Drabon. Right? But by Lo Niskavnu Lahazik, the time of Shema Yaakov Tenerabah doesn't apply because they didn't do it by Kavana. So the only reason to pater the Adon in such a case is a Gzeira Atu Niskavnu Lahazik. So basically, you're making two Gzeiras over here. Right? There's a basic Gzeira of Shema Yaakov Tenerabah that applies by Niskavnu Lahazik. But a Gzeira L'Gzeira, a second Gzeira by Lo Niskavnu Lahazik, Atu Niskavnu Lahazik, to still pater the Adon, even though the time of Shema Yaakov Tenerabah shouldn't really apply by Lo Niskavnu Lahazik. If by Niskavnu Lahazik we say that the time of Shema Yaknitenu is a Sfarad, is a Gzeira Drabonon. Gzeira Drabonon. And by Lo Niskavnu Lahazik, Lo Niskavnu Lahazik, the time of Shema Yaknitenu Rabbo does not really apply, because they're not having Kavanah to be Mavrik. It's just happening by itself. Anusin hay. The only reason to pater the Adon is a Gzeira Atu Niskavnu Lahazik. That's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. We don't make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. It's a double Gzeira. So the Gemara initially is saying, no, this time of Shema Yaknitenu Rabbah, that's not a Gzeira. There must be a Svar D'Araisa. It's a Svar D'Araisa. That if you can't watch a particular item, if you can't watch a particular person, then you can't be fired for them. The Eved V'Amah are B'nei Das. The Adon is not in control of them. He can't possibly watch them. So it's a Svar D'Araisa. He has to be Potter from their Nezek. That's what the Gemara is assuming. And that will apply Bein Niskavnu Lahazik, Bein Lo Niskavnu Lahazik. because they're b'nei das and you can't watch them, so of course you got to be potter. That's as far as the raisa. That's what the Gemara is assuming. So what do you see from that? Kavanos al-Hazik is as far as to be machmet, to be mechayev, or as far as to potter? It's as far as to potter. As far as the raisa to potter. It can't be a svar drabbana, because if it's a svar drabbana, then by lowness gavel lahazik, the other is only going to be potter because of gzera l'gzera. We don't make a gzera l'gzera. So the fact that the other is potter, even if lowness gavel lahazik, tells you that shamei apitena must be a svar daraisa. That anyone that you can't watch, if you don't have a chiyah shmir for them, then you can't be chayah for the nezik of that person. And that applies even if they're not nisgavel lahazik. So that shows you that lowness gavel that nisgavel lahazik is a svar potter. Because since they have kavana lahazik, they can't be watched. There's no chiyav shmiras. So that's a reason to patah. So by Karen also, the shor is kavanas lahazik. It's hard to watch him. So if it's hard to watch him, that should be a reason to patah. That was the kasha of the Gemara. So comes the Gemara and says, no, Shem liyakatay rabba really is a gzera drabana. It's a gzera drabana, but kula chod a gzera here. That's what we often find in the Gemara. Sometimes the Gemara says it's a gzera l'gzera, two gzeras that are not related to each other. So if they're not related to each other, so then we don't make a gzera l'gzera. But if kula chad gzera, if that's the way the gzera was made from the beginning, that it's all included in one gzera. That first of all, by niskavel l'hazik, Chazal made a gzera that shem yechid tana rabo, you got a part of the other. And then they said, even if lo niskavel l'hazik, we have to make a gzera otu niskavel l'hazik, that the other is also going to be potter. But that's not a double gzera, that's called a single gzera. It's kula chad gzera because it was part of the original gzera. So then we can make such a gzera derabbanan. So the answer of the Gemara is no, shem l'yakni tana rabba is not a svar deraisa. It's only a gzera derabbanan. Me'ikir adin, kavanos alahazik is a reason to be mechayiv the odom. But shem l'yakni tana rabba is a special gzera derabbanan that eved v'oma is different. So that's why you can't bring a raya from there to Karen. Okay, this is how the Pnei Yeshua understood Tosfos. That the shock of the Tire of the Gemara was whether the Svar of Shemi Yakim Tana Rabba, is that a Svar of Daraisa or is that a Svar of Darabana? The Havamina was that it's a Svar of Daraisa. It has to be a Svar of Daraisa because if it's a Svar of Darabana, it would turn out that by Lonis Gavin Lahazik it's a Gzera Lagzera. Tamash Malah, no, it's a Svar of Darabana. And therefore, Kavanas Lahazik is a reason to Pater, it's not a reason to be Mechai. So again, if this works out exactly in the words of Tosfos, I'm not sure. It's hard to read the words of Tosfos, but it does work out nicely in the sense that what Tosfos really is saying is that the din of lo niskavna lahazik is a gzera atu niskavna lahazik. He is saying this. That's what the Pnei Yeshua is picking up on. That if it's a gzera atu niskavna lahazik, that's a gzera l'gzera. That would be a problem. Dr. Vashi, no. Itaka is a gzera. Right? Initially, the Gemara is saying, if it's a gzera l'gzera, that should be a problem. So it must be me'ikar adin. So comes the Gemara and says, no, it really is a gzera, but it's not. It's not a gzera l'gzera, because kula chad gzera hi. That's the Pnei Yeshua's pshat in Tosfos. The Shita Mekubetzes has a much simpler pshat. The Shita Mekubetzes assumes that it's a svara d'araisa throughout. Throughout. The whole shock of the tithe is a svara d'araisa. He's working with the Talmud, the Rabbeinu Tam. Svara d'araisa, it's not a din the Rabbanu b'chlal. And the Shita says the shock of a tire is really very simple. Very simple. Not like Tosfos, very, very simple. Once you see the Pnei Yeshua and Tosfos and your head is spinning, so then you turn to the Shita and you say, wow, this is so much easier. Right? The reason why Tosfos didn't learn like that is because they thought that it's Gzera D'Rabbana. The Lashon of Shema Yakutenu Rabbo, that sounds like it's Gzera D'Rabbana. So Tosfos feels, I have to fit in Gzera D'Rabbana according to the Maskana. But the Shita says, no, maybe it's a Svar D'Araisa. If it's a svar d'araisa, what's the shock of the tayin? So the Shita says like this: the nira li davasvir lehashta shem haya roy l'chayav akerim ibnesha kavanas lahazik kol shken sheish l'chayav be'evet va'ama sheish be'emdas v'kavanas lahazik v'yosh ser shmiras amutelas al rabam shleis kavan lahazik bein machmas haknota bein shalom machmas haknota. What does that mean? Initially, the Gemara is saying that if the odon, if the the Rav is always chayev to watch over his mamon, that's kavanos alahazik. If whenever you have something that's kavanos alahazik, there's a chayev shmira. So if that's true by Karen, by Behema, by Eved Ve'oma, certainly there should be a chayev shmira. Because since they have das, and kavanos alahazik, right? They can be mechaven lahazik. So it's even more, there's even a greater chi of shmirah on the Adam to ensure that they shouldn't be able to be mazik. That's what the Gemara is assuming. Right? Kavanasa lahazik is a reason to be mechayev. It's a reason to be mechayev by Karen. It's a reason to be mechayev by the Eved Ba'oma as well. So what's the Mishnah saying? That by Eved Ba'oma Yepater, Ela lefikach pturim lefisha kosha l'shamra mi lahazik. Kevin shekavanasa lahazik. The Gemara was assuming avada, if the Adon is chayev to be shomer, his behema, that's kavanasa lahazik. He has a chiyuv shmirah on the behema. So certainly on the Eved Ba'oma, that's kavanasa lahazik, he should have a chiyuv shmirah. What's the answer? The answer is, if it's kavanasa lahazik, it's kosher lishmar. The more something is kavanasa lahazik, it's difficult to be shomer. It's difficult to be shomer, the item. It's difficult to be shomer, the person. Whenever it's kosher lishmar, the Torah didn't put the chiyuv shmirah on you. The Torah only put the chiyuv shmirah if it's easy, but if it's difficult, then the Torah didn't put the chiyuv shmirah. That's the happening of the Gemara. The kavanasa lahazik is a svara lifter because it's kosher lishma. You would have imagined that whenever there's the potential to be shomer, whenever it's kavanasa lahazik and your mammon is doing hezek, something that's tachas rishuscha is doing hezek, so there is a reason why you should be chayav to be shomer. But then the Gemara comes and says, no, since it's kosher lishma, the Eved Va'am is kosher lishma because of kavanas lahazik, so that's why you're going to be potter for the nezek. So the same should be true by the shor. By Karen also, kavanas lahazik should be a reason to potter. Why? Kavanas lahazik makes it difficult to be shomer. The Gemara initially was assuming that since the Adam should have to do shmirah, it's kavanas lahazik, there's a reason to be shomer because we should be afraid that the item is going to be mazik, so there should be a chiyuv shmirah. Of course, he should be chayav. Comes the Gemara and says, no, kavanas lahazik might be a svara to pater. Eved va'oma, the Adon is pater for the nezik. Why? Because it's difficult to be shomer then, because it's kavanas lahazik. So once you say kavanas lahazik is a reason to pater because it's difficult to be shomer, then by Karen as well, once it's difficult to be shomer, then you should be pater. Comes the Gemara and says, no. Eved Va'oma is different. Why is Eved Va'oma different? Time Rabba is different. Shema Yachitana Rabba. Time Rabba, what's the Time Rabba? You misunderstood the Time Rabba. We knew the Time Rabba from the beginning, but you thought the Time Rabba was what? That since Kavanos Olahazik, it's difficult to be Shomer, the Eved Va'oma, it's difficult to watch them because they're going to be Mafsa the Adam. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Not only is it difficult, it's impossible to watch them. It's the Efsher Lashama. That's that parenthesis in the Rush. Rav Ashi Mahader, Eved Va'am Alav Time Rabba Klomer. Eved Va'am Avada I Efsher Lo Lashama. Kevin Shemeskavim Lotzeis Mach Mashmiris Rabba Mulahaknito. Eved Va'am is different. The Gemara initially was assuming Eved Va'am is a Raya to Keren. That by both it's Kosha Lishma. Shema Yaknitana Rabba means that it's difficult to watch the Eved Va'am because they're going to want to be Mafsu the Adam. So kavanas lahazik is a reason to do what? You see, it's a reason to pater. Because if it's difficult to be shomer, then it's more of a reason that the Adon should be pater. So if the Adon is pater by Eved Va'oma, he should be pater by Karen as well, because it's difficult to watch the shor, since it's kavanas lahazik. So whenever it's difficult, kavanas lahazik means it's difficult to be shomer. Whenever it's difficult to be shomer, then there should be a ptur. Says the Gemara, you misunderstood the time of Rabba. Shema yakitana Rabba doesn't mean it's difficult to be shomer the Eved Va'oma. It's impossible to be Shomer the Eved Va'oma. They're B'nai Das. They're going to do what they want. They're going to think of a stratagem to get away from the Adon and to be Mazik him anyway, despite his best intentions. So there's no comparison to Karen. Normally, Kavanos Lahazik, of course, is a reason to be Mechayiv. Eved Va'oma, Tam of Shem Yachin Tana Rabbo, that's a reason to Pater, because there, not only is it Kosher Lishmar, it's Efsher Lishmar. It's impossible to be Shomer. If it's kavanasa lahazik to the extent that it's efsher lishmar, so then you'll be potter. But if it's efsher lishmar, even if it's kosher lishmar, you will still be chayiv. So according to the maskan of the Gemara, kavanasa lahazik might not be a reason to be chayiv. According to the Shita Mekubetzes, there's no svar d'rabbanan going on over there. We're trying to figure out what is the svar d'araisa. The din of Shem Yachin Tana Rabba, is that a svar that whenever it's difficult to be shomer, the Adon has to be potter? Or no, whenever it's impossible to be shomer, the Adon has to be potter. If we say it's only when it's impossible to be shomer, the Adon has to be potter, so then there's no raya to care. Eved va'omer, it's impossible to be shom. So there, the adam is going to be potter. But by Karen, it's kavanos lahazik. It might be difficult to be shom, but it's possible. So there, taka, the adon is going to be chayav to be shomer, and he'll be chayav to pay if the shor does that.